I never thought in a million years I'd be posting this kind of thing. My whole life, it's been one friend zone after another. There have been a few times where I've had a real meaningful connection with a girl, but most of the time, something goes wrong. Or it turns out that they're a psycho, or they'll talk about how they want romance, but freak out when you surprise them. And unfortunately, if you're like me, and you struggle to understand people, or you're prone to taking statements at face value, that makes you a very vulnerable target. A lot of girls have used me in the past, exploiting me for money, free rides, and most of all, it's an emotional shoulder to cry on. In my experience, most women love to play games, flirting with you one moment and then withdrawing the next. And by doing that, they can keep a guy like me dangling for years because, you know, we're just too trusting. That's what makes Valerie different. She's never asked me for anything like that, and I know she's super smart. The way we communicate is so fun. She does such clever little things like leaving me a note asking me to leave the apartment block door open so she doesn't have to find her keys in the dark. It'll just be a note pinned to my door, but it's her way of letting me know when she's thinking about me. Other times, she'll ask me to hold the door open while she walks past with her groceries. And when I do, she'll look at me and smile in a way that makes it clear she likes me. I mean, God, her eyes just light up when she looks at me. It's unbelievable. She has this mousy brown hair that's shoulder length, and I notice that when she goes out to work, she wears nice, conservative clothing. But when she's just walking around the apartment block, washing clothes, or collecting post, she wears low-cut tops and loose pajama shorts that just draw your eyes to her thighs. It's obvious she knows how those clothes are going to catch my eye, and I appreciate it. For men, sex is a huge driving motivator, but for women, it's not. None of the girls I've been with were very enthusiastic about sex with me, so it means a lot to me when a girl reaches out and offers some kind of intimacy, even if it's just a small thing, like wearing a short skirt or exposing their shoulders. But it's more than just attraction. We have a really deep connection. Sometimes she'll walk downstairs barefoot and I'll say, "Nice shoes," and she'll laugh. Over time, it became our little in-joke. We've always had this little back and forth going for nearly a year. I always try to catch her going up her stairs, and I come out and ask how she is, and she'll smile at me and laugh at my lame jokes, and it's just perfect. And I've needed it. I've been in a dark place for a long time. Came out of a university, got a job working from home, and without any real reason to go outside, I pretty much just stopped. Played games, jerked off, ate pizza. I've gone weeks without leaving my flat. It was like that for so long, I became scared of going outside or speaking to other people. And then one day, she turned up, and unlike so many people I know, she went out of her way to be nice to me. Without those flirty moments, I think I might have gone all the way down a dark path that leads to, well, who knows. But now that she's moved in, well, I go outside, she'll be in the hallway. Laundry basket tucked under her arm, just waiting to ask me questions about my day. And not just generic stuff, either. She remembers things I talk about, and she asks me how it's going. She'll ask about my work projects or my hobbies, or if I'm excited about a new game she remembered me mentioning. It's incredible to have that kind of meaningful relationship, and likely, I think it's been escalating. Just the other week, she left a pair of panties outside my door. It was so clever she left them there after doing a load of laundry. But come on, right outside my door? It's so smart because it's clearly deliberate. Kind of breadcrumb to remind me of why I need to come out of my shell and approach her more directly. But it's also just accidental enough that I don't feel too much pressure. Sometimes girls don't know how much we want them, and how much time we spend staring at them and thinking about them. When a girl does something like this, it's like she's saying, "Yeah, I know you're watching. Here's a bone to keep you going through the drought." And honestly, no other girl in my entire life has made me feel cared for like that. It's like I need to keep her safe. I don't think she knows, but I managed to get into the CCTV for the building. The landlord asked me to help set up the internet in this place, and I got him to let me take care of the building's IT stuff in return for a rent reduction. Now I can check the cameras all over the public areas of the block. Well, it's really good that I can do that because lately I've had to intervene to keep Valerie safe. See, one guy followed her home from a night out, and I could see she leaned into his ear and whispered something, telling him to leave. Poor girl was probably too scared to say it out loud, but then she trotted up the stairs, and he waited a moment and followed. And the thought of how he would have hurt her, that made me scared. Not for her, but for him, because the things I would have done to him, he would be begging for his life. I don't think that guy could even imagine what this 350-pound, almost 6-feet-tall silverback would have done to him if he'd hurt one hair on Valerie's head. But after he went upstairs, I went and buzzed her flat over and over. It must have scared the guy away, because when she answered, she said her place was empty. She was sweaty, her clothes were torn, but she told me that she was just exercising. I couldn't give away the fact that I'd been watching her because it's important to seem aloof. I didn't want to come off as needy, but the guy never actually left her flat. I checked the cameras over and over to make sure he wasn't lying in wait. But nope. He went up the stairs, never came back down. Thing is, there's no back door in this building. Just one entrance. That can only mean one thing. He was so scared of me, he jumped out the window. That's exactly the kind of protection I can bring to Valerie. It's just important to me that I can keep her safe. It's very important to me that I can keep her safe. Unfortunately, I'm worried about how our relationship is going to work if she makes it so hard to protect her. Because the big thing is that this incident wasn't a one-off. It keeps happening. I've taken to hanging around the front door when she goes out so that when she comes back, I'm here waiting, ready to shoo away any guy. She always seems really icy and weird at the time, but whenever she meets me afterwards, she's clearly appreciative because she looks back to normal, smiling, asking how I am. I wonder, is it just fear that makes her seem annoyed when she comes home and finds me waiting? I can't help but wonder what she's thinking. What she thinks is happening when she lets these guys follow her home. She's putting herself at risk. I thank God I'm here to intimidate them, because none of them ever come back out the front door. I must walk straight up to her stairs, right into her place, and jump right out the window just to avoid passing me again. That's a pretty crazy thing to do, considering it's not the ground floor. I will say, Valerie is young, and I'd like to think as she grows up, she'll become a more sensible young woman, but that's not the only red flag for me. There are others. For one, there's hygiene. Valerie always looks incredible. She smells great, but the first few times I got a whiff of her flat, it's been... I don't want to come off as an alarmist. It's just... smells awful. Like eye-watering, skin blistering, paint peeling. Awful. Like my dad used to say, that smells worse than dumpsters outside a zoo in the middle of August. And the smell coming out of Valerie's apartment fits that saying perfectly. I mean, it's really hard to maintain this image of a precious little princess when you know she lives in a place that smells like a post-orgy butcher shop. I tried to get a glimpse of her flat when she answered her door that one time, but it was all dark. Again, I know she isn't perfect. I just didn't expect one of her little quirks to be so gross. I don't even know what's making the smell, but I know the guy above her made a bunch of complaints via snarky post-it notes, but he stopped recently. At first, I totally blamed him. I mean, how dare he say something so mean about my girl? But now, the smell started to seep downstairs. I'm pretty grody myself, but sometimes I smell it and it's just like... holy hell, she lives in that? I'm concerned for her health. If she doesn't get out of that unhygienic place, it's too embarrassing for me to approach her about it. So a while back, I figured maybe I'd try to speak to the guy upstairs and get him to file a real complaint with the landlord. Knocked for like 10 minutes, didn't get an answer. Thankfully, I'm super close with the landlord, and a while back, he gave me a master key because I needed to get into various crawl spaces between floors to lay Ethernet cables down. Long story short, I made a copy before I returned it to him. Swore I'd only use it in case of emergencies, but I figured that maybe it was an emergency, and if anyone asked, I'd just say the door was open. I didn't expect the smell to be so bad. It wafted out when I pushed the door open, and it was almost as bad as Valerie's place. The apartment beyond was dark and humid and crazy hot. Old guy had pumped the central heating up to maximum, and the effect was like walking into Jumanji. I called out his name, but no one answered, so I started exploring. It was the usual old guy place, newspapers everywhere, magazines piled up high. For some reason, he had a radio, one that he still used, boomers, am I right? And a bunch of microwave meals. Now, I did see some pictures of him with his late wife, and whew, she was not a looker. I couldn't imagine how some men settle for women that look like that. He actually looked happy in his wedding photos. I mean, how sad is that? Anyway. I went through his apartment, but couldn't find the old guy. I did, however, find the source of the smell, and clearly, there must be some kind of infestation. I don't know if there was a cockroaches or wasps or some crazy exotic pet that got loose in the building because something had piled up a bunch of rubbish in the bathtub and started making some kind of hornet's nest out of it. It was about chest high and shaped like a weird bubbling island that jutted out of the water, color of blood and oil. The hive itself was made up of rotting meat, chewed up paper, discarded fruit, all kinds of random stuff. Hell, there was even the old man's robe in there. And the guy never took that thing off. Looking around, a bit more I saw, the fridge door was wide open. It was completely empty. So the old guy must have taken all of his food and put it in the bath. That's weird, right? Either way, the nest looked completely emptied. Whatever had made it was long gone now, so I decided to give it a little poke. It felt like rotten wood beneath my fingers, but it was somehow greasy. It left a residue on my finger, the color of bologna grease, and it stank for days. I sniffed my finger and started gagging, when out of nowhere this groan came from the hive, and it moved just a little bit. It sounded like an awful lot like someone saying, "Help!" It was so muffled, and I was so scared I didn't really get a chance to think about it because I was running for my life. Looking back, I'm 99% sure I heard it wrong. But there was no denying that whatever was in that hive sounded an awful lot like a person. I've tried Googling to see if I could find out what the thing was, but I couldn't find anything useful. Whenever I search bugs that sound like people, it shows a bunch of children's films. You know, there must be something in nature that makes that noise, because sometimes when Valerie goes out, I sneak up to her door, I press my ear to it, and I hear the same thing. It's all weird and distorted, but it definitely sounds like the word "help." Infestation is clearly spread, and whatever bug is responsible could be dangerous. I even dared to open up her door once just to see if I could glimpse how bad her apartment is. Literally just popped it open and looked. It was too dark to see anything, but she must have some kind of pet. Because something came stumbling out of the dark towards me. It was like a person made out of paper or a rotten wood with their back and face covered in little white bumps about the size of a pea. And this thing covered the distance so quickly, even though its hands looked awkward and clumsy as it slapped them down onto the wet floor as it came towards me. When I opened its mouth, there was nothing but this swollen piece of meat that stopped any sound. It looked like raw steak and it dripped grease, the same color as the bath. I cried out and I slammed the door shut for a second. And then something thumped against it. That's when I finally realized what was happening. Now, I can't believe it didn't occur to me earlier, but Valerie must work in special effects. I felt like such an idiot as the thought sunk in. I always knew she was a creative. Women always are. Anyway, it suddenly made sense why there was that hive upstairs, why Valerie was taking so much stuff out to the bins. It must have explained the smell, although that doesn't necessarily make the hygiene aspect any better. But I do worry that Valerie knows I opened her door. See, earlier today, I saw her dragging something to this big, thick bin downstairs. I rushed out to help her and went to help, but she pulled it away and looked at me really angrily. She snapped at me, telling me to leave her alone. For a second, I almost listened, but girls never really know what's best for them, so I went to take it anyway. And unfortunately, I just ended up ripping it. I expected Valerie to get really upset with me, maybe even cry, but both her eyes were drawn to something plopping out of the sack that thudded its way down the stairs like a rotten cantaloupe. I ran down and looked at it, not knowing what it was at first. It looked like a bunch of unhardened paper mache, and it was very similar to that nest from the old man's place, but drier. And when I reached down and picked it up, I saw that it had hair and these empty eye sockets and even a stump where the neck should be. And there were just thousands of pock marks all over the face, like dents or burrows. And that's when I realized this was the prop that I'd seen in her flat. And I asked her, "Do you really work in special effects? Must be, I took a look at the head. It didn't really look very realistic at all. Everything was out of proportion, all bloated. "Is this still work in progress?" I asked politely. I didn't know why, but I kind of muttered, "Sure, you'll get better." I wanted to sound reassuring, but as soon as I said it, my heart dropped. I didn't want her to be upset with me. Now, thankfully, Valerie just kind of stopped, looked, and then laughed her ass off. If anything, I think she appreciated my honest criticism. Afterwards, she smiled a sort of cheeky, flirty smirk and asked me to help clean it up with her, and so I did. It took hours for us to do it properly, but being knelt down there together, scrubbing the floor, was the closest we've ever been, physically. And I liked it. Plus, I got to see just how creative she was, because there was all kinds of cool stuff in that bag, including mulched up feet, severed fingers, even these crazy wasps the size of my fist. None of the human stuff looked, well, any good. But the bugs were amazingly detailed and so realistic. One fell out of the face nose, and when I picked it up, Valerie looked so sad. I asked what was wrong with the decoration, pointing out just how realistic it was, and she said that sometimes the process just doesn't work out. I almost made a joke, but I could see just how bummed out she was. Personally, I couldn't see what was wrong with it. The feel of the wasp's hair, the long, creepy stinger, the way it plopped out of the guy's nose. It even had bits of gore in its mandibles. It was so realistic. I reckon she'll be famous one day, like Tom Savini. But I also know what it's like to feel like a failure, no matter what. So I just put a hand on her shoulder, and I said, it'll be okay. I think it paid off because afterward, she asked if I wanted to come up to her place for coffee. One weird thing was that earlier on during the cleanup, she looked up at the camera for a really long time. Her eyes narrowed like she just realized something important. And for a second, I wondered if she realized how I'd seen her struggling on the cameras. But you know, aside from the weird look, she never mentioned it. And besides, during the cleanup, she was super nice to me, asking me about my family, my parents, if I had any siblings or friends, and then finally, she asked if I wanted to come up. I could have squealed like a schoolgirl when she said that. Obviously, I said, yeah. I'm nervous, though. What if she keeps doing risky things like letting men follow her? And what if she's a really bad homemaker? I've spelled her flat. Not sure I want a woman who prioritizes her career over basic domestic chores. I guess I'll just have to wait and see. Hey there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I just wanted to say thank you for watching today's video. I want to try to wrap this video up quick, so I'm going to let you know about a couple of things real quick. First one is, I'm going on tour. If you want to check out more information about that, head over to creepypasta.shofetti.com. That's creepypasta.shofetti.com. If you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/Mr. Creepypasta. And if you'd like to buy some nice warm tea for a dark and stormy story time, check out etsy.com/shop/ivory monocle tea. Sweet dreams, kids.